This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming. This you've been sitting for a long time. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward everybody. May Allah reward the organizers. There's a lot of khair came from this conference, actually. I don't know if some of you followed my Instagram account. There was a young girl, literally, it was Friday, yesterday, Sunday, Friday, or I think Thursday night, someone sent this video to my Instagram through Messenger, actually. And I just saw a young girl. It's like, okay, then. I don't know why Allah made me open. I normally don't. Honestly, I mean, please forgive me, but I really don't have time for all that. But I, for some reason, Allah wanted me to check the messenger and wanted me to see, and it was a young girl, and I clicked it, and guess what this girl was doing? It was here. That's why I'm saying this. It was last conference here, and of course, I don't remember what I said, but somebody made a clip of it, and the clip went all over. So this girl was doing exactly the clip. It's amazing. And she was doing it the same way. Like, you know, if I paused, she paused, right? And then I even, and I remember, yeah, you can see it. If you're on Instagram, you'll see it. But there's a reason why I'm sharing this. Because I remember as I was saying how much time, it was about salah, how much time we spent for Allah. And then I said how much time we spent on Instagram and on our social media. And somebody I remember very well in front of me, and I said, in the kitchen, and somebody laughed in front of me. And I, at that moment, I said, it's not funny. And I said it in a certain tone. And this girl said exactly the same. It's not funny. It's... Anyway, her mother, this is what I want to say. And the reason I said this, because I was asked about 6 or 8 months ago, I was in upstate New York, and the board of a masjid with the imam asked me this question. If you are in the da'wah, and my beautiful sisters and mentors and teachers here on the left, they know, you sometimes reach a point where you say, this is getting nowhere. From what you hear, you don't see it, we hear it. So the sheikh was asking me, and he says, Dr. Haifa, do you think what you are doing is bringing any fruit? And I know why he was asking this. And I said, Wallahi, ya sheikh, I don't know, Allah knows. And nobody is going to praise themselves. But I can tell you, every now and then I get an email or I get something that gives me hope. And Allah sent me this, and then I didn't know who's this woman. So I actually responded, which I rarely do that. I responded on the messenger and says, who's this girl? And her mother responded. Now this is for all of you. She said, she's 11 years old. Where does she live? Australia. In a city, I don't know where is this place. And she said she loves the videos and she memorized them. Now, two things came to my mind first. Who introduced her to these videos? That's what I want you to know. This is an 11 years old. I doubt she has an Instagram account. And she looks actually like 9. So it is the mother. So here you are, mothers. What do you watch, what do you see, it comes to your home and has an influence. And you just heard all the beautiful stories. And then the encouragement, this is what really impressed me. Because who posted this? It's the mother. Because at the end, the mother was communicating with me and I took her permission. It's like, is it okay if we post it online? And then the team did this where they put mine and hers. I was talking, she's talking, so that you know this is... So the idea, what I am trying to say is, whatever you do in the house, negative or positive, it has an impact on your children. So don't blame the school. And I'm not saying the school has no impact, but don't blame the school first. Don't blame the friends first. The thing that you need to always look internally to yourself is what impact I had on my children, on my family, on the community, and on the society. And that's what we have been learning since 1 o'clock. A good number of you probably don't know the names. You may have heard of Ayman, but I don't know how many of you knew her name was Baraka. But what an impact she had. So what I want to end up with, and subhanAllah, I didn't choose Nusaybah, but I was hoping I would be assigned Nusaybah. Literally, at first I wanted to text Ustazah Husayn and ask, like, you know, give me Nusaybah. But I was like, no, let Allah choose for me. Honestly, I always like Allah to choose for me, because Allah is the best one who chooses for you. And then she texted and says, Nusaybah. And I said, subhanAllah, this is what I wanted. The question, all of you, before I even talk about Sayyida Nusaybah, who are you? From all what you heard, who are you? And number two, what impact, what legacy you're going to leave after you? Who's going to talk about you in 100 years from now? Who's going to remember your name? Which conference is going to mention you? True or false? What do I need to do? I have to do something. Majority of people don't know, don't do. It has to be very hard. It has to be very difficult, against the flow. And if you read, if you listen to all these stories, what was the common between everybody? They were different. They did something nobody else did. They said something nobody else said, and I'll come to Sayyida Nusaybah. This is what you all need. This is why we do these conferences. It's just not only general information. You can type the name Baraka and you will get it on the internet. But that's not the goal. The goal is you. 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now, we're all going to be gone. What did I leave? Some of these ladies didn't have children, or their children died before them, like Sayyida Nusaybah. But what a legacy they left. So this is the first thing every woman, and I focus on the woman, what legacy you're going to leave behind you. And for the youth, what's your goal? I don't want to hear college name. Honestly. And I don't want to hear, I want to do this and I want to do that. I want to hear what legacy you're going to leave. And what did you do for Islam? What did you do for Islam? That was very hard, very difficult, and majority of people did not do it. And this is, takes us to Nusaybah, Ummu Amara, as they call her. Who is she? We don't even know her age. We don't know anything about her before she became a Muslim. Very different from the others. Nobody knows. Why? That's something for you to remember. Because nobody will remember you unless you do something different. And that's why no one talked about her till she came to give allegiance to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is about 1430 plus years. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was still in Mecca. She was from Medina. She was Ansariya, as they call it. So she was born, raised in Medina from Banu Najjar. But nobody knows anything about her at that point. And then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam sent the first ambassador in Islam. Who was that? You all should know the name. There is only one. The first ambassador in Islam, who was he? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam sent him to Medina? No. Mu'adh ibn Jabal was sent to Yemen. I heard it. Yes, Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair. He was the first ambassador who Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see if he will migrate to Medina. Will that be a good place? Planning, investigating, researching, searching. So he did. And Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umair did an amazing job. What happened afterward? You all know this, but I don't want to talk about the seerah. I want to talk about points that should impact you and me as a woman. 74 people from Medina decided to come to Mecca and meet Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. 74. How many women among them? How many women? Only two. What's the ratio? It doesn't matter the number. It doesn't. What matters is, what did you do? So Ummu Amara and Asma, both of them. They didn't jump on Rasul and I'm coming and I have to do this. You can be very powerful and impactful, but in the right way. You don't even have to raise your voice. You don't have to go and write and do, but do the right thing. So what did they do? They wanted to give allegiance to Rasul. This is Bay'atul Aqaba, second one. She left Medina. She came with her husband and two of her sons and her sister. Coming to Rasul Salatu Wasalam. But they didn't go to him and says, I want to do it. She sent the husband of Asma to Rasul Salatu Wasalam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, the woman wants to give you the allegiance like the men. And what did he say? You need to know this, because there's a hukum here. There's a fiqh ruling we're going to learn. What did he say? What did he say? You're close, but what did he say? He said, that's fine. Let them come and give the allegiance, but I will not shake their hands. Because normally, how do you give allegiance to someone? You put your hand on top of their hand. He said, I will not. Did they get offended? Why me? Discrimination? Because I'm a woman? You know my point? Again, I'll say this every time I speak to women. Don't fall in that trap. Focus on the goal. They came because they want to make a statement. What was the statement that Nusaybah did on that day? That the woman faith is as strong as the man faith. And whatever it will take to show this faith, she'll do it. So she came, gave the allegiance to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, went back to Medina. Nobody knows much now. Till when? Till when? Where do we know her? Uhud, exactly. How many years? At least five, right? At least five or six, Uhud after Badr. What happened here? Women always, when they go for expeditions with the Rasul ﷺ, what do? They usually, in the back, serve the fighters or take care of the wounded. And that's what she did. Now, if you learn the rest, you will say, anybody else in this day, no, no, no. I don't want to stay in the back. No, I am as strong as them, I want to be in the front. Are you getting my point? She didn't. She was in the back. When did she come to the front? And this is a lesson for all of you. Wait till Allah uses you. Don't jump to it. She didn't go out to make a statement. And so history will talk about her. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said this famous more than one statement about her. That's not her purpose. She went to serve Allah. She went to serve Allah the way usually woman serves Allah. But Allah had another plan for her. And what happened? What happened? Come on. It's Uhud. So as long as the Muslims were winning, she was in the back. Now what happened? You all know the story. Now things turned around. And what happened to the Muslim? The fighters, companions, what happened? They ran away. And this is how it's described. And if you read, you will find the same description. Very few people, they said, less than 10. Companions, Sahaba, ran away. Very few, less than 10, stayed shielding Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam Who was it? One of them was she and her son. She and her son. She didn't go for that. But when the opportunity comes in to serve Allah, to do something most don't do, she was there. And what happened? She did not go out as a fighter, so she doesn't even have a shield. She ran with only her sword and bear, nothing. And the Rasul ﷺ is behind her. The fighters were running, and the Rasul ﷺ looked at one. There's no name. And he had a shield. And he said, if you are not fighting, give me the shield. He gave him the shield, and he gave the shield to Sayyidina Usayba. You know what is this? Again, when Allah wants to use you, He creates the opportunity for you. And He facilitated. And He facilitated in a way, perfection. Don't do it. Don't do it with yourself. Meaning, ask Him to use you. But don't put orders to Allah, as I say this to myself. I want it this way or that way. I want to serve you, Ya Rabbi. You want me to serve you as a speaker? I'm here. You want me to serve you as the person who cooked the food, to serve the people who attend the conference? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Don't pick and choose. This is the deen of Allah. He chooses where He wants you and where He's going to use you. And the result is the same. So her son comes in. She had two. Both of them died. But not in Uhud. Habib and Abdullah. So Habib was running, and he had a wound in his arm, bleeding. And the Rasul ﷺ told him, tie it and come to your mom. You need to feel this. It was a fiasco. It was a mess. They were losing and running. He comes in. What is she doing now? Now this is the mother. This is her son. Now this is the fighter. Look how many hats she was wearing. Now she's the nurse. She pulled her son. She had around her tied some bands because she was going out for nursing. She take one band, tie her son wound bleeding, and what does she say? Go back and fight. Look at me and you. Go back and fight. What did he tell her, alayhi salatu wasalam? No one can do what you just did, Ya Ummu Amara. This is one of the statements he said about her. No one can do that. Your son and everybody is being killed in the mess, bleeding. Anybody else will say, you know, he's bleeding, go home. My baby. Not Ummu Amara. Not Nusayba. Allah knows you and me what would have done. And then she sees a warrior coming to kill Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She has nothing. She's not a fighter. But when you have the faith, when you really love Allah, when He puts you in the place where He wants you to defend, I'm there. And then He comes in, and they were all on horses. She was not riding. They were all standing. And that man comes in, and he missed her. Then turn, and then she hits the horse, and the horse fell, and the man fell, and then she killed him. Nusayba. That's why he said, لا نطيق ما تطيقين يا أم عمارة. We cannot do what you are doing. That's a woman, one, only. And then at that point she said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, what did she say? Pray for me and my family in the middle of the battle. Pray for me and my family that we are with you in Jannah. And of course he prayed for her. Did you see the point? In the middle of whatever, the focus is what? Is al-akhirah. Jannah, where I am going, what do I want to do? It's not this life. is the way I look, what I have, where is my child is going. The focus is in the akhirah, including with how I use my children. Because that's why she told her child, go, done. I took care of it, go back. Subhanallah, is this is done? Do you think that the only landmark of Sayyida Nusayba is because of her courage? Then you don't know well the seerah. There's a verse in the Quran was revealed because of her. There's a different opinion about whether it was Ummu Salama or was Nusayba, Sayyida Nusayba. What was this verse? Or what did she come and said? She came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and says, Ya Rasulullah, everything in the Quran is for the men. Now equality. Now I want my rights. But what rights she was looking for? She said, Ya Rasulullah, all the rewards goes to the men. The rewards goes to the men. What about us? And then Allah revealed, it's in Surah Al-Ahzab, which most of you, inshallah, you know the verse, in the Muslimina, wal-Muslimat, wal-Mu'minina, wal-Mu'minat, والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. And this is one of the few verses where Allah divided the gender. You're a Muslim, she or he. A believer, she or he. Submitting to Allah, he or she and he. He started with he and she. That's when I ask for my rights. That's when I want to be equal, if not in the front run. It's not everything. That's a Sayyida Nusayba. The other thing, her son, Abdullah, was the only Sahabi who described the wudu of a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What an honor. All these Sahaba, it's her son, described. Third thing for her, another hukum. So I want you to know, it's not about courage only. What she has that we all need, especially this day and age, the yaqeen, the certainty, the unshakable faith, I call it. This is who she was. Unshakable faith. I am a servant to Allah wherever Ya Allah you put me. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam came to visit her. What was she doing? She was fasting. He was not. Alayhi salatu wasalam. She served him food. And he said, why you are not eating, Ya Nusayba? Ummu Amara said, I'm fasting, Ya Rasulullah. What did he tell her? Anybody knows? Yes. He said to her, the angels pray for the house that the owner is fasting and he serves food to people. What a faith, practicing faith, courage. Uhud was not the only one. She was involved in one of the most unique allegiance to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's what they say. If you read about her, they tell you she is one of those who Allah said, I am pleased with her. Can you claim this? Can I claim this? How dare I am. But this one is not a claim. It's true. It's a fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Fath, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا. Let's translate. Allah said, Allah is pleased. عن المؤمنين, the believers. But who are they? Which one? Not everybody. This is specific. Those who gave you allegiance under the tree. She was there. Second. And this which allegiance is when Sayyidina Uthman went to Mecca and the news came in that he was killed. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, who is going to give me allegiance will be with me and we will get our revenge against or for Sayyidina Uthman. It was a rumor. She was there. Billah alaykum. When I was reading this, when I was writing and preparing this, I took a pause and I said, can I say لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ on myself? Can I claim it? Do I even have the audacity to say it? Of course she said. And of course she can say it with full confidence. Why? Because Allah said it. Allah said it. Her son, so now she's a mother. Her son, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, sent him to talk to Musaylama al-Kadhab. Musaylama, the one who claimed prophethood. And Musaylama stood in front of him, her son, Habib, and he said, do you bear witness that that Muhammad is Rasulullah? He said, I do. And he said, do you bear witness that I am a messenger? And he says, no. Every time he asks him this question, the answer is no. He chop one part of his body, a hand, an arm, every part till he died. Later on, in the Yamama, in the Battle of Yamama, after the death of Rasul ﷺ, she was there fighting with her other son. And she saw him dead. And she said the meaning of Alhamdulillah, that Allah made my heart in peace, because he was killed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, the giants, men, they used to go and visit her specifically. You want your right? You want to be identified? You want to be special? It's not words. It's action. It's action. And it's a hard one. And somebody, most people don't do it, but you will do it not to impress anyone other than Allah. Not looking for any praise other than His praise. Not wanting anything of this dunya other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She died 13 years of hijrah. They said that she died at the time of Sayyidina Umar. No one talk about how she looks like. This is where I want to end. No one said about her skin color, or how long her hair, or what was her weight, or how tall, or what did she dress, or where she bought. But everyone talks about her courage, sacrifice, faith, certainty. How much we have of this. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خيرا.
السلام عليكم جزاكم الله خيرا دكتور حيفا. What a beautiful conclusion, mashallah. She has a very unique way of summarizing and also presenting the what her